Amen. I want you to turn to Ephesians, the 5th chapter. I liked your pastor the first time I met him. And I thank God for him. He's a blessing. Amen. Pastors, good pastors, don't grow on trees. Amen. You folks, give the Lord a hand for that. That's the truth. You folks all look friendly and nice, but if you had a pastor that had a head full of hairspray and a heart full of pride, and you could be fist fighting in the aisles here in just a few weeks. Hallelujah. You know, what's on a pastor flows to people. Thank God for a pastor's heart and a pastor's love. Thank God for his wife. Thank God for this ministry. And I'm going to tell you, God is positioning you for mighty things. I know nothing about this church. I don't know anything about you people. But I know in a 3-hour ride today, the Lord dealt with me about this church. And I've come to encourage you today. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 27th verse, let's take our Bibles and hold them up. Let's say this together. I am what the Word says I am. I have what the Word says I have. Say, I have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Let's say that again. I have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church. Say that one more time. I have ears to hear what the Spirit says to the church, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. You don't have to say that. You can if you want. That he, reading in Ephesians 5:27, I left you out on the limb there, didn't I? Ephesians 5:27, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Today the Lord wants me to encourage you that it's a glorious church. A glorious church. Not just glorious because of architecture. Not just glorious because of strategic planning. There's nothing wrong with that either. But not just glorious because of our history. But glorious because we're called by God and we're washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank God for the church today. The church is God's institution, is God's idea. The church is a creation of the Holy Spirit and the mind of Christ. And today God has called this church to be a force in this region. Sometimes churches become like the grease factory. And the grease factory was producing grease. But then after a while, it took so much grease to keep the grease factory running that the grease factory couldn't produce any grease. Amen. Thank you for those amens. Amen. Sometimes churches, although they're under the same building, they have schisms, divisions, ideas, thoughts. Hey, listen, I'm from the state of Maine. I got kinfolk haven't changed their mind on anything in 45 years. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get a little set. Sometimes we have our thoughts. Amen. Four Mainers agreeing on anything is a sovereign work of God. Can you say amen? Sometimes we have, well, this is what I think. And if you want to get messed up, just keep asking people's opinions. I want to tell you this. Throw a songbook at me. I don't think you got them anymore. But God will speak to this church mainly through this man of God that he set here. We're big on teams, we're big on ideas. I've had committees, I've had focus groups, all this and that, where we studied things. But in the secret place, God will speak to
your shepherd what the vision is for this house. Hallelujah. Amen. The pastor is called by God. Hallelujah. The pastor is set by God in this place. Well, we love, just like the United States, democracy. The work of God is not a democracy. Amen. Democracy is when the Republicans hate the Democrats and the Democrats hate the Republicans. Amen. My dad went to Augusta this last week. Franklin Graham was there. And he said, Franklin Graham, he said it was 10 times better than he thought it would be. Franklin Graham stood up and said, I just want to say publicly that I have no confidence in the Democratic Party. And then he said, the next breath, he said, I see you Republicans high-fiving one another. He said, I want to publicly say I have no confidence in the Republican Party. And then he said, we all need to pray, because the only hope for America is repentance and turning to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We stand here knowing that God put this church in place. God set this church here. And thank God for the foundations of a true work of God. Amen. And any work that is called by God, the devil hates it. But I proclaim today, it's a glorious church without spot and without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. I proclaim today, Pastor, what God called you to do here, he shall accomplish. What the Lord put in this place, hallelujah, God shall bring it to pass, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, that's not us inside a fort with a bar across the door and the devil ramming the doors. No, that's us reaching out, going where we've never gone, doing what we've never done, and the devil can't stop us, and the devil can't hold us back. Praise God. Hallelujah. I perceive this is a church that wants God's will to be done. Hallelujah. Right while I'm preaching, Pastor, this vision comes to me. There's two or three people in this church. They're good people, but they're like children. Hallelujah. And if you'll spank them, they'll snap out of it. Hallelujah. What did he say? You heard me. Hallelujah. They're good people. They love God. They're full of the Holy Ghost. They just need hands laid on them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I got four grandkids and another one on the way. And I got a little dude that's not quite 2 years old that had supper with me last night. Amen. And he kept eating a bowl of spaghetti and then walked over more. Amen. And we fed him some more. Then he got upset about something and started headbutting his pregnant mother. Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to have hands laid on him. Praise God. But you know what? I chuckled and laughed, and I think he's cute because my blood is in his blood. Hallelujah. And he's part of the family. But sometimes in churches, amen, a church will never totally be blessed until you recognize that a pastor is called by God. Amen. A pastor is set by God in the house. Amen. I've pastored churches, and, you know, there's nothing like a church fight. Hallelujah. You know, there's nothing like when churches get bent out of shape. Amen. And then there's nothing like it when people get mystical. The Lord showed me. And then the Lord, just to be a smart aleck, showed someone else something different. And then the Lord, someone else, no, I've had a dream. No, I've seen this. And I can tell you what, unless God shows your pastor, you want to wonder if you just had too much pizza before you went to bed. Hallelujah. The unity, thank you for those amens, but we press on. Hallelujah. Amen. Two visions is division. Can you say amen? But God is positioning this place for mighty things. And God is calling you to work together as never before. Have you ever been hurt in church? If you never have, just keep coming. Hallelujah. Someone will do something, say something, and it'll turn you off. But God today has mighty things for this house. Hallelujah. Mighty things for this church. You've come this far by faith. Can you say amen? And where you're going is higher, deeper, wider than ever before. We have a glorious calling today. We're called to change the world. We're called to win the lost. The go ye of Scripture reaches out to us today by faith. Amen. Today I had the Lord speak to me and he said, if you could just see yourself like I see you. And I thought, you know, but Lord, I got upset recently when Debbie spent too much time in a store. Amen. I've got frailties. Lord, I got human imperfections, but he sees me through the blood. Can you say amen? I'm telling you, God's bigger than your divorce. He's bigger than your past. He's bigger than your bankruptcy. He's bigger than anything in your past. God today wants to lift you up and bless you and do mighty things in your life. I encourage you, it's a glorious church that imperfect people are used. Say amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, you need this today. Hallelujah. A great woman of God who was the principal of a Bible school called Zion Bible Institute for 35 years, her name was Mary Campbell Wilson. And she told me that her parents went to church in Portland, Maine many years ago, 75, 80 years ago. And she said that they had a pastor who was a great pastor. But then the old timers had a little bit of a false doctrine that you'd get saved, then you'd backslide, and then you'd come back to the Lord, and the glory of the latter house would be greater than the former house. And she said their pastor backslid and would be drunk on the streets of Portland. It was a real scandal. It was a shame. And then she said that her pastor, many years later, he got back with the Lord and was serving God. And in a little town in central Maine, I'm not convinced he had a lot of places to go. He went to this little tiny band of believers that may have had 30 people there. And in that church were some people that were named Dunphy. And he went to that church and started pastoring there, went for a revival meeting and stayed 17 years. That church had a real deep bench of leaders. My dad was Sunday school superintendent when he was 16 years old there. So you can see they really had a deep bench of leadership material there. Amen. But he preached the gospel. He preached the word. He lived the life. And when he left after 17 years, there was about 160 or 200 people that were there in that church. This morning in that church where he went and they were ready to close it, they'll have over 1,000 people by actual head count. And that man that the world had given up on, that probably the church had given up on, God used him to restore that body and to get them back on track. I tell you, don't give up on some people God hasn't given up on. I tell you today, it's a glorious church, and every one of us have got a past. Can you say amen? Every one of us have got things where we missed it, but it's a glorious church washed in the blood of the Lamb. I want to encourage you today to flow in what God's called you to do, to be what God has called you to be. Amen. Sometimes we press and push and try to make things happen, and God has something bigger than we can even imagine, and God wants to do it in a way we've never thought of. Sometimes we have our ideas. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have our thoughts. Sometimes we have what we want God to do. Have you ever gone before the Lord and said, let's make a deal, Lord, if you'll do this, I'll do that, and Lord, I want to tell you how it's going to happen. happen the way you're going to do it, but God is brooding over this house today and getting ready to take you to a new level, getting ready to do a new thing, and the new thing he does is going to be better than the old thing. Hallelujah. The new thing God does will be even more glorious than anything in your past. Praise God. I want to encourage you to unite together in faith and to believe God for the supernatural. Would you repeat that, brother? Yes. Unite together in faith and believe God for the supernatural. Hallelujah. Unite together in faith and ask God to do something supernatural. And when God does it, he does it in a way that we maybe never thought he would do it. But here comes the Holy Ghost, deeper, wider, higher, better than we ever imagined. I want this church to believe God for supernatural money.
Well, don't talk too much about money. Amen.
No, you know what you need today? Money. Hallelujah. I'm asking God to give Pastor a vision that is so big he has to have millions of dollars in the years before Jesus comes. Amen. Many churches hears about what their vision is. Well, we're believing God for a new mirror in the women's room. And men, this isn't your year, but we're believing God. Now, we can't make any promises, but we're asking God to somehow pour out on us enough money that we can squeeze out a few extra dollars for a women's bathroom. Amen. I don't go in the women's room. Hallelujah. But, you know, it'd be nice that maybe to have a new mirror, but I can tell you God wants to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. I just feel to tell you, Pastor, money isn't going to be a problem. Hallelujah. That God's money isn't going to be a problem. Praise God. Look, son, I've been so broke before I couldn't pay attention. Hallelujah. I've followed Debbie up grocery store aisles before and said, you got too much tomato soup. And my calculator added up what we had in the basket. I said, you got to put some of it back. But there's nothing like when God blesses you. There's nothing like when God does something for you and you can't really figure out how it happened. Can I tell you, God's got a glorious church and he pays the bills. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. In the New Testament, the Bible says they worked together, they shared what they had, and there was no lack among any of them. Amen. In AD 70, when the whole city of Jerusalem was devoured and burned down, those that followed the prophetic word of the Lord got out of the city. Hallelujah. The church was dispersed, went different places. They had enough money to do what God had called them to do. I want to say to some of you, you need to just start believing that God wants to bless you. Can you say amen? You may be driving a junk car that you have to kick it to start, but get in that thing today and say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. God's got his hand on me. Don't say, I work here for a living. Your living comes from seeds you sow. Your living comes from God Almighty. It's a glorious church, and money will not be a factor when you do what God has called you to do. You know, Debbie and I, this year, I redid our giving. Like, there's nothing wrong if I have to, I had to pay for 2 hotel rooms last week, and when I go to New York City, we were there a couple weeks ago, and I could say, well, gas cost me this, tolls, I had to stay here, so that's not really what I made, that was an expense, but the Holy Ghost just impressed me, start sowing 1/10 out of everything that comes into your ministry. You know, when we print books, we print materials, those cost us a certain amount, but if anyone that
buys anything. I take one-tenth. I started doing that, and God has blessed us beyond measure. If you'll start sowing into this house and asking God to give you something to sow, He gives seed to the sower. Can you say amen? Well, I don't believe that. Well, your $5, the work of God will go up the road whether you give or not. So high five someone beside you there. That's the truth. But God's looking for somebody to heal, somebody to bless, somebody to exalt, somebody to anoint, somebody to do something supernatural for. And we all come together. In this economy, you can't be get ahead without the blessing of the Lord. Can you say amen? You can have a master's degree and be unemployed. You can work 3 jobs and be broke. But there's something about when the blessing comes on you, God's looking for a glorious church that He can make a diadem in the hand of the king. Amen. This is a beautiful property. This is a beautiful building. And I pray that God will continue to bless you. Praise God. You know, when I was sitting on the front row, this thought kept coming to me. I believe someone could give $10,000 towards that roof. Amen. Why don't you just focus on that and just say, Lord, is it me? Hallelujah. God's got people here. You know, people have money that you don't think have got money. Praise God. Amen. God, why don't you sow what God's told you into the kingdom? But many times we get away from talking about the joy of giving and, well, we're having a yard sale next Saturday and get your junk clothes that you didn't like them and they've been laying in your, and we're going to try to squeeze. No, let's just have the Lord start giving you jobs and better jobs. And some of you having businesses you've never had and open doors you've never had. There's no limits to what God can do. And it's a glorious church. Supernatural money. I'm asking God to give you supernatural healings. I like that this morning. I could tell you're believing God for healings in your body. Amen. God is the healer of our body. That's part of the supernatural church and our ministry. Praise God. Amen. May God supernaturally heal many people in this service today. Amen. A friend of mine preached for Brother Rod Parsley last summer in Ohio, and Rod Parsley had throat cancer. He couldn't preach for 6, 7, 8 weeks. And I saw a clip of it on TV that my friend was there in that service, and the power of God fell in that meeting. I'd never seen anything like this. He handed Brother Rod a bottle of olive oil. And, you know, we're used to just a little dab on your forehead. And he said to Brother Rod, here, drink some of that. And I'd never seen that before. And he took that olive oil and took a 2 or 3 chugs of that, like you would a Coca-Cola on a hot day out in the sun. And I said, whoa, that's different. Do you know, 4 days later, Brother Rod was swallowing and felt something funny in his throat. And those cancerous lumps, he swallowed them out of his throat. He was healed by the power of God. God did something you can't explain. God did it. Give the Lord a hand for that. Praise God. God did it in a different way. I feel led of the Lord to encourage every one of you. Be who God called you to be. Do what God's called you to be. Be supernaturally natural. I've had times, Pastor, where I'd meet someone and I'd think, I want to do what they're doing. I want to flow in what, but I have to be me. Praise God. Amen. I wanted to pastor a big church in the New York City area. One time I met Jim Cimbala, and we had lunch, him and Michael Durso, pastors great, another great church in Queens. I thought I'd pass out at the dinner table. I wanted to be used like that. Only thing was, God hadn't called me to be used in that particular area. I was pastoring there in Patterson, and we had 2 Sunday morning services. Not because we needed it for the crowds, but mainly that I just was so happy to tell people, yes, yes, we have two Sunday morning services. And at the 8:30 or 9 o'clock service, they were staying away by the thousands. In fact, I remember one service in particular. There was about 10 people there. And finally that morning, my flesh died. Amen. I looked around the crowd, and they were all homeless men. Many that didn't, I'm not making fun of anyone, they didn't smell good, they didn't look good. People no one else would have wanted. People with no teeth. One guy sitting there, he looked like Charles Manson sitting there. And I'm preaching, and finally, something broke on the inside of me. And I said, Lord, I'll pastor this inner city church the rest of my life if you want me to. And if no one ever sees me, I'm going to do it as unto the Lord. And something died on the inside of me, and peace came to me. Immediately after that service, the Lord said, I was so blessed by that message you preached. More blessed than when you was at another particular place in Toronto. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Lord said, I was so blessed by that message. You see, sometimes we have to kill ourselves and just say, you're going in the casket. That attitude's going to die. That is not, and be what God has called us to be. Right after that, God began to do a new thing with me, and I'm so privileged to stand before you today. And I came with a message for you from the Lord that if you'll be a supernatural church and keep flowing in the Holy Spirit and keep allowing God to use you, but be grounded. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Amen. You know, guys building on a piece of property that God gave Debbie and I, and the power company's got to come, and there's a live wire running right through a particular room. Amen. And the company's got to come change that. Amen. And they're coming any day, but they have to stay away from that wire. Amen. And the office of a pastor helps a church stay grounded. Amen. Amen. Pastor, he didn't tell me nothing about your church. I don't know nothing about you. And you love him, and he loves you. But hear me today. As God causes this place to grow, you'll have to continue to have a strong pastor that hears the mind of the Lord, and you just go with what God tells him. Hallelujah. If the Lord shows him something, you say, yes, sir. Hallelujah. And you follow him. I want to say to you, why? You can work on changing your husband. Your husband can work on changing you. But a home has to come in order. Can you say amen? I can say to you, if you're a new convert, let God put people in your lives that will disciple you and train you and help you to be grounded. Debbie and I are happily married, but she still likes I Love Lucy a lot more than I do. Hallelujah. She's still dealing with that Little House on the Prairie addiction. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, her mother made tomato soup with water. My mother made it with milk. It's been a problem in our marriage. It's twice I've mentioned tomato soup today. You'll go to church a long time before that happens again. And I don't think Debbie's changed me or I've changed her, but I do think she's watered me down a little bit through the years. But it's a glorious church. It's a wonderful church. It's a church without spot, without wrinkle, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And today, I want to encourage you that there's a glorious purpose that God has for you. There's something that God's called this church to do that nobody else can do. There's blessings that He's put on this house, amen, that God will take you further than you've ever been. Amen. Find the purposes of God and do it with all of your heart. Sometimes we're program oriented, but we have to be people of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. I hope I can stay for lunch today. Praise God. But I want to encourage you, Pastor, the parts of your church that stir you, that's the anointing of the Spirit. The other parts that are just kind of a, just take a pillow and put it over that program and just smother it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, maybe God used that thing 20 years ago, but if you've got a push and you've got a pump and you got a prime, well, I'm only going to count to 100 one more time to see if there's any volunteers for that. Amen. Maybe that's had its day, but oh, God will do something new. He'll do something fresh. Amen. You know, sometimes we get in patterns and routines and the anointing is lifted off it. Can you say amen? You know, so I can tell you churches, they're mad about music. Amen. They're mad about new songs, or they're mad about old songs, or they're mad about style, but we all need one another. Hallelujah. I pray that a fresh anointing would come on you, that the power of the Holy Ghost would touch you as never before. It's a glorious church. Every attack of the enemy that's come against this place, we cast it down. We say, devil, you can't stop this church. You can't stop this ministry. Amen. We're going to frustrate the devil at Living Waters. Can you say amen? The devil's going to get frustrated. Amen. There's people in this house that you've been discouraged, but today faith comes to you and you're going to begin to believe that you can make it and to believe that the best days of your life are just ahead of you. Thank God for the anointing that breaks every yoke. Oh, today in Jesus' name, we pray for our nation. We pray for our state. And this church has never been more needed than it's needed today. In Jesus' mighty name.